219. Drunken students. During the last week of classes, the majority of university students get little rest. That's because they are studying so hard. When that week is over, students believe that they have to thaw out. They believe that the more beer they drink, the more they will forget the rigors of school. Right now, it is the week after. And the other day, something happened that soon became the talk of the town. It happened at the housing office. For the first time in years, more students were interested in leaving right away than parting. That was why the telephone line was busy. The men's room was packed, and the housing office felt the same as a bar. Students were everywhere drinking, filling out papers, drinking, handing in their keys, and drinking. And the students thought that the more the merrier. Why should paperwork be boring? Just bring some beers with. But the beer was the least of the problem. There weren't enough people in the office to help. The only secretary there called her boss, and she began to call off-duty staff to come in to work. The sooner the better, and she called everyone, not caring for how many staff showed up. The more the better. But most of the off-duty staff members were slow in moving. They themselves had had a drinking party the other night, and so the rowdy students got restless. They tore the place apart. When the boss finally made it in, the office was in ruins. "Now no one can leave," she told the drunken students still lingering around, and that's it.